Well, the drama continues on the final dinner on Basketball Wives, and we're talking about it tonight. Coming up, stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey.
Oh.
I like it.
You had that little bounce.
Small one.
Yeah.
It's good. It's just the right amount of, like,
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, get too crazy with it.
So if that extra voice sounds familiar, we're going to introduce that person in a second. You guys, I'm Elle Marie. You guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Elle Marie TV.
Hi, guys. I'm Laura L. Thomas. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Laura L. Thomas TV.
Hey, guys. I'm Sanders Kennedy. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at Just Sans World.
And joining us for the finale after show is Miss Hazel Renee.
Yes.
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 Thank you for having
welcome.
Me. Thank you. Welcome. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. And this intro song is your song, No
it
Words.
Is.
Yes, which is, I love this song.
Thank you so much.
It's
I was
so
really
sexy.
Excited to have it, like, on the showcase.
Yeah.
I really
yeah.
wish it would have, like, showcased more. But love the song.
Yeah.
Just super sexy and sultry. So make sure you guys check that out.
Yeah, check it out. Is it on iTunes?
It'll be on iTunes soon.
Okay.
It's like a whole EP.
Okay. So we'll put the link down in the comments down below in the YouTube video. You can go get that.
Yeah.
And I just
definitely.
Tweeted, I just messaged out the name of the song as well.
Thank
so.
You.
Yeah, girl, we got you. We got you.
Plug on Basketball Wise. Plug here.
Okay.
You know,
plug it
y'all
all.
Y'all looking out.
This mic is on. Plug it all.
Just a reminder, guys, too, we are in the live chat for this finale discussion. So if you have a comment, have a question for Miss Hazel, please jump in there. We'll get to as many comments and questions as we can.
Yes. And now, Hazel, I want to talk about you a little bit. I kind of want to get into some of the drama with the ladies and everything, but just a little bit of background with you first. So your mate, now, are you still with your child's father or you guys aren't together anymore?
So we're not together anymore at all.
Okay.
We're really, really great, great friends. And we have a very great co-parenting relationship. And I think that anytime you choose to have a child with someone, because this is a forever commitment. It isn't just, this is it, or, you know, oh, I'm, like, some people, because it's about money, you know, sometimes it gets about that. But for me, it was more so, I want to have a child with someone that, regardless what happens, we will always have a relationship and it will stay good because of the child.
Yeah.
So that was really important for me when bringing a child into this world. And a lot of people actually didn't know that I was pregnant because I was, like, working out all the time.
Yeah.
Like, on Instagram, if you post from the front, I was like, yeah, look at the little snack. You know?
Yeah.
So it was really crazy. Only my close friends and family knew. But then when I had the baby, everybody was like, you had a baby when we were pregnant? I'm like, oh, yeah, child kept that thing slim to, like, 8 months. You know?
Yes.
But I love my daughter. Her name is Olive. She's 2.
Yeah.
And him and I, thank you so much. Like I said, we have a really great co-parenting relationship. And we both make sure we spend equal amounts of time with her. He's overseas a lot, so I do try to take her over there. So she's been traveling since 2 months.
Oh, wow.
The young girl has global entry. Okay. So we are on the road, like,
24/7. Oh, yeah, too. That's, oh, man.
She's busy. She's a busy 2-year-old. But, yeah, so we have a really great relationship and friendship. So that's most important for me. Anyway.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And so, like, I don't see... because I'm not to say, every relationship goes through things, but it's good to see, like, you guys do co-parent well, and then you didn't come on the show with, like, drama about the relationship with you and your child's father.
No,
so I think
was,
that's good, too.
Thank you. He was actually very open when I told him about the show. And, you know, you do have to run that by your child's father or whoever you're dealing with, that you're going to be on such a platform
like this.
And they have to either agree or kind of give their input, because you are going to disclose certain things about you guys' relationship, or, for instance, our daughter being on the show. That has to be something that's signed off on both of us. You know what I mean? It can't happen unless the other person is in support of, like, you know what, this is a good platform for you. You know the ladies, some of the ladies on the show. I think you'll be fine. Like, I don't think it's going to be crazy.
Right.
We got crazy.
Well,
crazy.
Crazy.
You know, so I think it was a very supportive situation. And again, I think that goes into us being friends and us being great co-parents.
Yeah.
Did he watch the show? And if he did, what is his opinion about it?
He has watched some of it, and he's just like, I thought you said it's, like, no drama and stuff. Well, you know, it's just a tad, you know.
Yeah,
right. So, but typical guy, you try to, like, steer them to, like, watch something else. Like, you don't need to watch that stuff. But he's, again, he's still very supportive. And he is very funny, because I'm sure we'll end up talking about this altercation in the future with this conversation. But he's like, well, why didn't you just leave? I said, you know what? I don't recall me saying I wasn't leaving. So I don't know. So he did see that. And I'm like, why are you watching this stuff? So it's very funny, but in a very supportive way.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
That's really sweet.
That's awesome. And now you mentioned that you knew a couple of the women before you came on the show. We obviously know that you knew Tammy before you came on. Did you know anybody else before joining the cast?
I did. I actually knew Sania. Okay. Her and I knew each other just through this whole world, her being a stylist, and then me also used to shop for basketball players and different clients like that. And then we also knew each other because we were going to do another show. And so we kind of knew each other from that circuit. And then Shawnee, you know, she's just a staple in the league.
Oh, yes.
Everyone knows Shawnee. She's a great person to have if you're, like, looking for a mentor. Like, she's very business-minded. She has, like, her game face on. She knows,
or if you're
like,
looking for somebody to mess up a car.
Oh, yes! That car.
Ooh, what did I'm you... I'm just saying, yeah. I would like to have Shawnee on my side.
Man, I didn't know she had it in her.
Yes.
I was like taking notes. Right? So I was like, okay, got it. Mm-hmm. Yep. Right?
There you have it.
And drive next to the damage.
And drive next to him and blow horn.
Yes. Blow horn all the way home. Yes. I was like, oh, that's a good one. I haven't thought about that.
Yeah, I would have just left. I'm like, I don't know who did that.
Right. Right, that wasn't me. What are you talking about?
I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're fine. But she's a very strong, passionate individual, and everyone kind of knows who Shawnee is. So I think just her being around the league so much and me being around certain players as well, I always knew, like, always have known who she was.
Right.
So that was a little bit easier into the whole group as a whole, say, of, like, the show. It didn't just catch me, like, you know, as a complete newbie where I would have been like, oh, my God, I don't know any of these things.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do? Like, you know, it would have been, but I had a very different type of welcome. I'll say that.
Mm-hmm. So you watched the previous seasons?
I have. Okay. So L.A. is different, though. I didn't know any of the L.A. women.
Okay.
None of them. Well, I knew Malaysia.
I was going to say Malaysia.
Malaysia, okay. I knew her because she knows some of, again, this is just a small world. Okay? Let me say that.
Yep.
But she actually came to a birthday party of a friend of mine right before I actually joined the cast, which was so crazy because we were talking at that party. Just like, oh, how's everything going and catching up? Because a year prior to that, I met her through some people at a birthday dinner. And she was there, and we all hung out and went to, like, hide or something like that. So I kind of knew of her, and we kept in contact. So.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
It wasn't as bad for me as how it could be.
Yeah.
It was like you had a nice little easy welcome or easy transition because you knew some of the ladies and, like, some of the other new cast members that joined.
Right.
They didn't really know a lot of people. Didn't really stay that long.
Well, it can be intimidating. Yeah, I think it can just be a lot if you don't find your footing fast.
Mm.
And then with me joining so late in the season, I think that a lot of the big drama kind of was over. So I kind of missed all of that. Like, I had no idea what was going on by the time I did come. So, again, if I didn't know a single face, I would have came in there and been like, what is going on? You know, like a deer in headlights. Like, what's going on?
So walk me through this process. So because you did come in later in the season, were you approached before the season started to have the idea of even coming on the show? Or was it something that they saw benefit of adding you later because of your relationship with, say, Shawnee or Sania or Tammy?
I think that it's a little bit of both.
Okay.
I think in the beginning there were so many women that were already joining the cast that had very strong stories. Mm-hmm. Like, if you kind of follow, you're like, damn, I'm interested. I want to know, girl. You know, you're like, get that to you. So I think it's a mixture of that and then it being so many and that kind of falling through and still me having the relationship I had with everyone, well, the few people that I did know on the show. And it's like, it makes sense to bring you. You know what I mean? Versus like, okay, let's just go find this random person that we're really not even sure, but they kind of knew, okay, she's into the TV world. I'm an actress. I was, by the way, on season 3 of Empire. So,
I had
a lot of different things going on for myself that it would just be more than a fresh face, but like a face that you're doing stuff. Mm-hmm. You're trying to, you know, get everything popping. You're like basically like a single mom. And I think that they wanted to make sure women who are going to be on the show just have more going for themselves than I'm just at home complaining about being a stay-at-home mom. Yeah. You know what I mean? Or whatever
because
the case is.
Yeah, because I will say, when you first popped up on this season, I was like, she looks familiar. It was when I was like, she, and we were trying to figure it out. So I think then that's when we found out about Empire, and I think you also made an appearance on Housewives.
Yeah, I did. Mm-hmm. So Candy and I are really cool through music.
Yeah. Okay.
And then, I got a lot of backlash in my comments. Boy, I be blocking people left and right. Let me be very clear. I will block quick, honey. You get out of line in them comments.
Oh, here's a tip. You can mute them so they can't go off of, oh, she blocked me. So they don't know that they can't be heard.
No, I want them to know. Oh, she's letting them know. You want them to know. Back to the stage with that garbage.
Oh, there you go.
I am a quick
person. No, I want you to know.
I'm like, oh, me? Oh, that's fine. You're blocked. Now, I might comment and let them stay unblocked for about 2 hours just so they can quick read my comment. And then I'm like, I'm sure they've seen it by now. Now I'll block them.
All right.
Oh, okay.
But Candy and I actually know each other through music. So that's kind of how I made the appearance on Real Housewives. It never was, in fact, to be a main housewife. Mm-hmm. I think that the demographic is completely different on the things I have going on. But if that opportunity would have presented itself back then, this would be a different conversation now. Yeah. You know what I mean? But, you know, a lot of people even then, they're like, she's just TV hopping. And I'm like, do people even take in consideration that maybe you actually do know people on the show and that people just want you to come for a good time?
Yeah.
I didn't come for, like, really drama. I came on a glamping trip. It wasn't, like, random episodes. I wasn't just in, like, random spurts. It was like, no, I came for a glamping trip and to hang out with my friend and her friends. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I don't know. People just...
It seems like you landed in the right place, though. I mean, as far as your platform being, you know, a mom and being in LA and being an artist and being, you know, involved with a player, it just seemed like all the stars aligned for you to land in this arena.
Right.
And I think it allowed you to shine the most, I think, on this platform.
Yeah, I think so too.
Now, how did you know Tammy prior to joining the cast?
So her daughter also is in music, so we kind of built a relationship through that, and also because I met her about a year and a half prior to this.
Okay.
So, and she's also an actress, so that's how her and I kind of built our relationship, and then it transcended into, oh, this makes perfect sense, like, again, with things in mind, and like, oh, okay, bring her on, this is great.
Well, because it really seemed like Tammy had you under her wing. Mm-hmm. I mean, when she brought you into this whole thing, she kind of claimed you as hers.
Coaxed me. She
from
coaxed
the very
me.
Beginning. Yeah. She thought it was really cool. I love Tammy this season. I've just been the biggest Tammy fan this season in a lot of ways. But it was really nice to kind of see her, like, bring you in. And, like, you know, she's very supportive of what you are doing and made that very apparent. So, okay, that's really cool.
I definitely love her. Let me just say that. Yeah. Like, I absolutely love her. She's hysterically funny. Like, from, like, her videos and Bonnet Chronicles and now she's, like, on the road doing comedy.
Oh, yes.
I'm super, super proud of her. And just to be, again, under her wing and almost as a mentor, because she's very supportive. Mm-hmm. And I think that us as women, we just don't support each other enough. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, true. Oh, girl, very good for you. But it's never the, I'm so proud of you. You know, I wish you'd do this more. Get out your shell and, like, really push for, like, the other person to be just as successful.
Right.
Yep.
So I think that was very important for me coming in and to feel comfortable. I'm like, wow. Okay, my auntie really got my back. Okay, cool. So everything was good. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, let's get into
this episode.
This episode. Mm-hmm. Man, so it opens up with Jennifer pulling out a whole copy of the book.
Mm.
They went and got it printed and laminated and everything. I'm surprised it wasn't a cover.
I didn't know which Kinko's was
going to be. Yes. And then Evelyn pulled out her copy
as well. She had a backup copy.
Right?
Was that extreme? Did we feel like that was extreme?
I think so.
I think it was really petty.
But do we really need to, like, bound and bind it?
Well, you don't want the pages to fly all over the beach.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just asking because, I mean, it's, like, very windy.
Yeah.
I guess that's true. I just was like, oh, gosh, we're okay. Yeah. We're doing this. We're going for it. Mm-hmm.
And it does seem like Jen really pushed the book this episode. It's like,
she
The book. Evelyn gave me the book. I'm like, oh, okay.
An advanced copy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me say this. I think that for those of us who didn't know a book existed until this episode, we all kind of wanted to know what was in the book. Because I think naturally as just human beings, we're just curious.
Yeah,
and we're like,
sure.
What is all the fuss about? And even Jen, even her coming late into the season as well, I think she came at a time where, like, everything was already heated.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like you wanted to know what was going on from everyone's point of view.
Right.
And I think that's why she really, really was like, where's this book at? Where's the book?
Did you have a copy of the book?
I didn't.
Oh, okay.
No. I was playing timbales. So I had no copy of the book.
So had you read any of it?
I actually haven't, and still to this day, I have not. Mm-hmm. I am, you know, again, I'm not that familiar with the situation because I came late, mm-hmm. and it would be super unfair to me judge in one side. I do think on this trip, what was brought to my attention, which I didn't know at the time, was the full story of what had happened to Jackie's daughter's son, so mm-hmm. her grandson. Mm-hmm. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Evelyn showed me pictures, and I think that's what just really, mm-hmm. for me, I'm like, whoa. You know, yeah. because I'm like, okay, so let me reevaluate what's going on. Let me just hold some things back that I want to say to Jackie mm-hmm. and address them later in more of a straightforward fashion. Because, again, her and I were getting cool on the trip. Mm-hmm. I didn't want her to think that, oh, I just went out to lunch with these ladies or to dinner, and now I have this opinion about her. No, it's that I just want to save and reserve it. Like, my mother, actually, I have an older sister. Mm-hmm. And we have different dads, but we have the same mom. Okay. And it's the same. Like, she doesn't really talk to her that often. You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. I just wanted to be sure, as a friend and me getting to know Jackie, you're exhausting every opportunity to make it right. Mm-hmm. Because okay. in my eyes, it's always the mother who should make it right.
Yeah.
You know, us as children, we're mm-hmm. not birthing ourselves into right. the world. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. always go that extra mile if there is, like, a rift or something is torn. Even if you keep saying, no, we're fine, we're fine. Well, something's not right because she keeps speaking out against whatever. So just try to go the extra mile. That was my whole thing about it. Mm-hmm. You know, and just, I'm like, I don't know all the facts, but just make sure you go the extra mile with me. You're going to keep trying to be friends. You know what I mean? Yeah.
So what do you think about Jackie saying that her daughter isn't really saying anything? It's nothing but the internet when she was talking to Tammy. Hmm.
Okay, so it's on the internet. So maybe that's what she meant to say, okay? Like, maybe she meant to say it's on the internet. I think that her daughter is saying a lot of things. Mm-hmm. Yes. And as a mother, I could imagine that it could be a little hurtful because this is your daughter. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I do understand where both parties would be coming from. And I think, as, you know, Jackie, it being her personal business and her personal life, I understand that she doesn't want to talk about it and doesn't want it on national TV. I mean, who would want that to play out?
Yeah. Right.
So I completely get the sticky situation and, like, where you kind of have to teeter-totter and be like, okay, it's fair game to talk about it because it is on the internet, but it's also someone's personal life that, you know, that's for them to try to navigate through. So it's hard.
I was talking about that the last episode. I was saying, when is Jackie going to know where the line crosses of this is TV and this is personal life? When am I just going to say, you know what, I'm not saying anything, get another storyline to talk about because this is my family that you're hurting?
Mm-hmm. I will say that she has said several times, like, she doesn't want to talk about it anymore. Mm-hmm. But I think it's just an elephant in the room where you have to say something, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's not about a storyline because even she said it before, like, you know what, I'm not going to talk about it. This is this and this is that. And even when in our little finale dinner and Jen and I had things to say, she was more so, like, very open to what we had to say, which was very surprising.
Very surprising. Yeah,
and I was like, look who's turning over a new leaf. You know, because Jackie would have flipped that table and be like, I said I ain't talking about this shit.
She would have came running out that bathroom.
I was really surprised and shocked, and I kind of was like, wow, she really took the high road, high road, and was like, okay, let me listen to your constructive criticism. Let me hear what you got to say. Okay.
Well, the interesting point is that once things start coming out, anytime that anybody starts slandering you or saying a story, who knows, you know, I always believe there's three sides to the truth. Mm-hmm. There's your side, my side, and the middle, the truth. But there's, when anybody starts to put something out there that is going to warrant a defensive response, immediately, I think that's what we've seen all season from Jackie, is just this defensive side of things. Mm-hmm. She's constantly having to defend herself against this or that or whatever. Clearly, this thing with her daughter is a huge issue that she's had to put her walls up against.
Right.
So I think what you were saying tonight was really really mature, I guess, of Jackie to take a step back and take off her defensive pants for a moment and kind of just be like, you know what? I cannot defend myself against these women anymore. They're going to choose to believe what they want to believe.
Right.
You know? And that's sad because, you know, at the end of the day, who knows where the truth really lies.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's the sticky part of the situation, I think, is that you really don't know where the only people that know are Jackie and her daughter.
Right, the ones that's in the actual situation.
That are in the situation. Correct. And even within then, guys, we've all been in situations, I think, before where we can have the same experience and take two different stories away from it.
Definitely.
You know? Right. So there's a lot to kind of go on in between, but I really did think that it was really impressive the way that Jackie chose to handle herself tonight. I just thought it was really really big of her.
It really was. Yeah. And I honestly will say this, outside of all of that conversation, she's very fun. Like, we go do fun things, and we've done fun things. Like, we went to the paddleboard stuff. Like, everything is very fun. And, like, even when I invited her to go lingerie shopping, like, it's just a very fun environment. I think that that particular topic really just drags her down and brings her energy down for whatever reasons, for whatever it may be. So, I mean, I think it was very super, super stand-up of her to just be like, okay, you know what? Let me just sit here and listen to whatever you guys have to say instead of getting... Because she could have got up and walked away. She could have flipped the table over. She could have done a trillion things.
Right, yeah.
She could have pulled a New York.
You know what? She stayed very monotone. And I was really, really like, wow.
And
we do have a couple of people in our live chat right now who are kind of hopping in on this conversation. But one person is Sky. Sky is a big fan. He thinks that you're stunning.
Hi, Sky.
But he says, my problem with Jackie is why calm one child but don't calm the other child? And I think to that point, sometimes that is on the kid. Right?
Agreed.
Like, I think sometimes if you've got one child who is receptive to being spoken to, talked to, you know, receiving whatever kind of love or compassion or whatever you might have to offer, and then you might have a kid that just doesn't.
Doesn't want that relationship, doesn't want to hear it, and it's over for them.
Mm-hmm. And so that's what I would say is sort of... when you kind of pin both of the kids. I don't know. I mean, you're closer to the situation than we are. What do you think of that?
Honestly, from my point of view in talking to Jackie, she has said that she's done everything that she can, you know, to physically mend that relationship. So I won't say that she verbatim said that my daughter isn't receptive. You know, that's not it. But I think that everyone just does things on their own time.
Yeah.
If her daughter wants to receive that, then I think she'll do it when she feels like the time is right. No one can force that. No matter how many persistent things that Jackie does. You know what I mean? Or it's just, like you said, that person has to receive it and say, you know what? I'm going to try to make amends for this. Let's retry our relationship and let's try to start over.
Yeah.
So again, I don't know her daughter, so I don't know that side. But from what Jackie tells everyone is that she's tried to do all that she physically can.
Right.
Yeah.
So. Now, my last question on this topic. How do you feel about the comment that Jackie made that she could not go visit him because she was working?
Now I will say this, for me, it bothered me because as a mother, and I said this to them, like, as a mother, if anything happens to my daughter and my mother tells me that she physically cannot drop everything and come, I agree. My mother would never have to speak to me ever again for her natural born life until I'm ready to speak to her. I don't care if my child's father was there, my child's father, mother was there, his dad. I don't care who all was there.
Yeah.
If I asked you to come, and not even really asked you to come, just tell you, hey, this is what's going on with Olive, X, Y, and Z happened, and you don't even second naturally just say, I got to get on a flight. I have to see my grandbaby right now.
Yeah.
For me, I just kind of was like, wait, what? She didn't see the baby. So for me, again, I was like, damn, I'm trying to get to know you, girl, and be cool with you, and I want to know what's going on. But that's a vital, important information piece that you don't tell someone. And they're like, oh, I thought that she made every effort.
Right.
Do you know, since shooting, has she tried to make more of an effort? Did she see her grandson yet?
I do not know, which sucks because I really hope that she has, even if she's just popped up. Like, even if they didn't have a, you know, again, great relationship or strain or whatever, the fact that she did know something happened, and even if her daughter said, no, mom, it's cool, don't come, you know, everything's cool, I think to still just pop up.
Yeah, just pop up.
I mean, it's just like we would do for any of our friends. If they're like, girl, I fell down these stairs and broke my damn leg.
Okay.
I'm in the hospital. You're like... You sure? Yeah. I'm going to come up there anyway because you're my friend, so shit, I got to check on you.
Yeah, and it's like, you try to, like, be a little understanding to Jackie because it's a family matter.
Correct.
But yeah, but that situation there where you don't drop everything to go and help your grandchild that was burned and is in the hospital and he's so young. But, you know, towards the beginning of the season when her other daughter just had her baby, if you remember the phone call when Doug called her, like, oh, she's in labor.
Yeah.
And she was totally frantic, like, oh, I got to get there and everything like that. You dropped everything in that moment.
Right. And a child being born. Correct. Yeah. I completely get it. I think, again, what she did tell us was that her daughter kept insisting that she didn't have to come. Everything's cool. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. she's like, that's why I kind of didn't leave, because my daughter kept saying I don't have to come. And I'm just like, well, we all say things like, girl, you ain't got to show up. Or, no, you really don't have to come. It's not that important. Mm-hmm. So that's why I said, for me, when Evelyn showed me the actual photos and I seen how bad it was, I was just like, damn. You know what I mean? Like I would have gotten on a plane for the grandma. You know what I mean? And just like, you need me to go there for you just to double check and make sure things are
like,
fine.
Do hitchhiking, walk it. Like, there's no excuse that you would
it's
use.
It's the pictures for sure. Like, it's not just like, okay, a slight burn, but the pictures were, you know.
Do you feel that Evelyn's inappropriate to talk to Takari on their own level?
Honestly, I don't. I think that whatever Takari and Ev's relationship is, it's strictly just online. She for sure, she doesn't have her phone number, anything like that. I will clear that up, because that's something that we talked about on this last episode and trip. She doesn't have her direct contact. Okay. They only talk via social media. Okay. So for me, I don't think that's any harm, because it's just like us reaching out to someone in the comments or commenting back, like, you know, oh, God bless to you and everyone, you know, your family, or I hope everything's well.
Yeah.
So it's really nothing personal where it's like, hey, girl, come over to my house.
Okay. You know what I mean? Do you think it's stirring in the pot a little, like, after Jackie has expressed, like, you're talking to my daughter too much, or I don't like you, you know, communicating with her, and then there may still be communication with Evelyn and Takari after that?
Okay. So here's the fine line for me. If her daughter is commenting on there, and she's just responding, that's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
If Evelyn's going to her page, like, hey, girl, hey, I think that's a whole nother thing.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Versus someone commenting on your page, like, hey, girl, you know, oh, my God, you look so cute today.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're thinking in your head, your mom don't want me to talk to you, but damn, do I say thank you?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So
I
just think like it's her more, responding to
right, I think it's
like
more
that.
So that versus let's keep this ongoing friendship up to piss your mom off. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you
so
know
you don't believe
mean?
There was no, like, poking the bear just because I'm doing the right thing, but just that I know that Jackie isn't going to bother you, I'm going to do it. It's like a 2-for-1.
I don't think it was a 2-for-1 at all.
Oh, okay,
I think that
good.
Genuinely it was really like, okay, you know what? I'm speaking to this woman because she is going through a situation. I did donate to her, and that's kind of that.
Mm-hmm.
I think as the season continued to go on, and Jackie made it more of a don't talk to my daughter, but then it start going back and forth about daughters and kids.
Yeah,
and then it's just like, okay, gloves off. You know, at this rate.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. One of the comments that Sky just made, he said, if Evelyn didn't say go take care of your grandchildren to Jackie at her event, would they... I feel like that was sort of the jumping off point to kind of... Maybe
to escalate. That's what triggered it.
To escalate.
But wasn't it Tammy that told Jackie that's what Evelyn said?
Yeah,
actually,
yeah.
Had said. She walked away. Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
FYI, I was in Santorini at the rate.
She was like, I had nothing to do.
I was there at the party because I was on a birthday vacation. That's so funny.
That must be somewhere,
huh?
Yeah.
But so... how do you feel about Tammy's position now with everything? It's kind of like Jackie versus Evelyn, and now it seems like Tammy is more so on Jackie's side, which I'm at first I felt like Tammy was playing both sides, but now and I had to remember that Tammy and Evelyn just started to build their relationship back.
Mm-hmm.
So she actually had a stronger relationship with Jackie. But do you feel like she was kind of playing both sides a little while ago with Jackie and Evelyn?
Honestly, I don't think she was playing both sides. I think that for Tammy, she's more of a person who's wrong or right. And at this rate, she's like, you guys are both wrong because you brought the kids up, period.
Yeah, she said that.
Yeah, and she's like, what she knows of Jackie is that Jackie's always been super supportive of everyone, period.
Mm-hmm.
So for this to be a whole nother side of Jackie that everyone is seeing, I think it's more safer, not really safer for Tammy, but just to go with what she knows of Jackie. And this is like, you know what? You probably wouldn't have said those things, but I also get why you're upset, because Tammy has kids as well. And she's like, if someone kept talking to my kids, I would equally be upset, so I get it, but you still try to maintain and have tried to say sorry or do things. Granted, the sorries don't always come out right.
Oh, no.
But, you know, she's tried to still go that extra mile. I think Tammy is she's really turned into a good reasoning person.
Oh, yes.
On trying to be, you know, bring fairness to both of their sides when she talks to each of them individually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's been the only one that I've seen that could navigate both waters. throughout the season.
Yeah, getting it murky.
Yeah, I mean, that has been kind of involved with both sides of the story and both sides of the fence, and not, I don't want to say not muddy the waters, because I think...
But not add extra drama.
But not add the extra drama, exactly. Mm-hmm. She's really... which I think sometimes we get a little heat because we're like, she's trying to bring everybody together. Yeah. And people are like, what?
But
that's where I get that from.
But what she isn't doing is talking crap about the other person to the other person.
Right, exactly. Right.
Yeah. She's just giving her opinion to that person about that situation. Right. Mm-hmm. She's not going and putting her two cents in the wrong kind of way.
And like you said, Hazel, she's kind of on the side of, like, it's more so what's right and what's wrong.
Right.
Yeah. And then that shows maturity, that you don't just kind of maybe ride on one side because that is your friend.
Or go,
you
know, back and forth. Even,
yeah.
And just take taking information back and forth and back and forth.
Yeah.
And Tammy did tweet tonight. She said, I'm team Tammy, team Check, team next season.
Yeah.
Boom.
In that order. One of the comments that we just got from Zayas in the comments says, Tammy's just her own woman, and that's why I like her. She's a follower, like some of the other ladies on the show. So I think that's the thing that most people are drawn to about Tammy this season, is that she is her own woman, and she beats her own drum.
Yeah, she says like her opinions about things, and she keeps it moving.
Yeah.
And that's kind of just that.
Like, she's real. Now, I was going to ask you, because you talked about this a little bit earlier, because you didn't want to bring up the things with Jackie while you guys were doing fun things like paddle boating and things like that. And then Malaysia kind of like brought that up, like, okay, so we just hung out with Jackie. Mm-hmm. You didn't have anything to say.
Yeah.
Now you have something to say, as if she felt like, because the other women are around, now you want to have something to say. So kind of, how do you feel about Malaysia?
What's the clap back?
Okay, here's the thing.
When I seen it,
I was just like, oh, okay. Checkmate, got you. Mm-hmm. But it was more so like, no, I wanted to get all the facts. Mm-hmm. I'm not a person that's just going to speak to just speak, you know, because a lot of people speak just to be heard. And I feel like, at that time, Malaysia could have been given feedback because, she wants to chime in on a situation that she's kind of been in the dark for that time. Mm-hmm. For me, it was like, okay, I'm going to just sit back and let me hear her side. Let me hear Jackie's point of view on how she really feels about everything that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So, honestly, for me, I was like, you know what? I'm going to just reserve all my stuff, make sure it's real cute and light and fun.
Yeah.
And then I will really decipher, like, okay, how do I want to approach this? Because I didn't want to come off as being aggressive and mean, because we are having a good time and we were having so much fun in Miami that I didn't want her to think that it was another attack, because I'm sure she felt attacked by so many different ladies.
Yeah.
Jackie felt attacked by so many ladies throughout the season, just in regards to everything that she did, not just this one situation. So for me, I'm like, you know what? Let me just think about everything I'm going to say. I took in consideration everything that I learned from the dinner with Ev and Shawnee and Jen. Everything was very new, especially the photos for me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then I listened to a lot of what Jackie had to say as well. And I'm like, okay, so our final dinner will be the place to say, you know, it's
your
one of those.
On.
Right. And it'll just be like, you know what? Hey, girl, we're growing as friends. I just want to be sure that you're doing everything that you can possibly do, X, Y, and Z. And honestly, the fact that Malaysia made that comment is just comedic to me, because she knew that, like, she said it to my face, like, oh, well, I think you're coming from a good place, but I don't think Jen is. You know what I mean? So that's why I was like, okay.
Things got a little twisted in the confessional.
It did. Right. And I said, I seen the confessional, like, okay.
Now, did you see that before the reunion or after the reunion?
After.
After. Did you call her up and confront her about
after.
It?
After. I haven't.
Oh.
I haven't, because, again, it just came on.
Oh,
I haven't. And it's funny because we have the same trainer, which I introduced her to.
Ooh.
Oh, girl.
Oh, boy.
So, hey, Malaysia. Hey, girl. Hey.
You'll have to keep us posted, though, if some drama does go down. We want to know.
Now, how do you feel about Malaysia breaking the ice in the bathroom with Jackie, giving her the whole rundown before anyone can say anything for themselves?
You know what's crazy? When they got up together, everyone knew.
Oh, right.
That's what was going on. Like, everybody knew. And I'm like, y'all think so for real? You know, I like to give people the benefit of the doubt. I'm like, the glass is half full. I'm like, no, maybe they're not doing that. Sure enough, boy, she's giving her all the business. But I do think, as a friend, a real friend, you would give your friend a heads up, like, hey. Make sure that you might be like, all the way together because this thing might like unravel. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I think as a true friend, you would have said something. I don't know if you would have said everything, but you definitely would have said, hey, you know, this might turn into like everyone kind of has something to say. This is our final dinner. So just be on guard.
Yeah.
I think that would have kind of been more so versus like, well, let me tell you verbatim what's going on.
Right.
Girl.
Yeah. And this one said this and this one said that.
So that was, again, with the whole, like, we just had this discussion with people bringing back information. It's like, okay, so then what? You would have told her that, and then if she would have came to the table and acted different, then it would have been a whole other thing, and then it would have been Malaysia said, you know what I mean?
And then versus, it started a whole nother situation.
And it's like, no, you give people their opportunity to say what it is they have to say, because once, again, like playing the telephone game, once it gets out, you don't know verbatim what someone said. You can't remember
unless,
that.
If you can't play it, the audio,
unless you recorded me, then you cannot say verbatim what someone said. And that's how things get messed up. And people, even the tone of something can get messed up. You can say, you know what, I think that's such a lovely dress. And then your friend takes you to the bathroom like, girl, she was like, I think that's such a lovely dress. You gonna be like, she was shading me?
Yeah.
You
know what I mean? It's all
and
in
you're
the
like,
tone.
What the hell? I just gave this girl a yeah, so I really exactly. feel like even when you deliver a message, it just has a different tone, a different everything.
100%.
And it's like, you never know for sure. So.
It's all about the delivery.
Mm-hmm. For sure, for sure.
It definitely is. And you know who surprised me this episode was Shawnee. Like, involving herself in the drama. Like, you usually don't see her in the drama.
Yep.
Except for a few seasons ago with Miami and her and Gloria. Just a little bit. But that was understandable.
I was going to say, the Miami her for sure did. That Miami
one. Just a few times with Gloria. But this season, I was surprised. So, you know, Jackie, Tammy, and Malaysia, they all get up after the dinner and they walk out. Mm-hmm. You know, they've had it. Okay.
Yep.
So they're having their own conversation outside. And then Shawnee hears a little bit like, oh, what's going on under the table? I think she thought that was a different reference for like something else. And she just jumps up. What are you guys talking about? And things like that. I kind of, for me, I felt like, okay, Shawnee. Like, you couldn't just let that go.
Well, she wanted to know. I think when you walk up and you think, you hear like, you be like, huh? You know, I think what we all would have done.
Tell me now.
I don't know. I guess put Shawnee on like this, maybe a higher pedestal of like,
because she
doesn't get into the drama as much. But
I don't think it was, I don't think it was her getting into the drama per se, but I think she wanted to know like, what's being said, just say it out loud. Because we were all just sitting at a table and no one kind of had nothing to say.
Yeah.
So what is it?
And that's what Shawnee said. She's like, for a split second, she was like, every time like we walk away, there's something always being said.
Say it now.
Yeah, so it doesn't get confused. And I think she just wanted to, she caught the tail end. It's like, before I hear about this next week, just tell me now, get it over with. But then it was like...
We did have a question from Jordan who said, can you guys ask Hazel, does she feel like Shawnee is untouchable because she's an executive producer?
Honestly, I don't think she's untouchable. I think that now that a lot of the Miami crew is back, I think she's more in a comfortable place where, like, she can kind of be herself and let her guards down and kind of, like you said,
that's
not be
part,
in the drama, but just be more involved. Because I felt like she really didn't know the L.A. ladies like that. So she kind of, she did stay
guarded.
Back. Right.
Yeah.
She stayed back and out of the way of all of that, just like anyone else who's new would have done. So I think if she felt that way, you know, that Jordan is saying, she would have been in their mix from the gate and been like, well, I am the executive producer, so I can get all up in this, and whoever don't like it can go.
Yeah.
So I think now that, you know, her Miami crew, you know, is back, I think it's a comfortability. Like, your real friends are back. You can be yourself.
That's a good point,
You can, you know, let your hair down, per se, and just be like, oh, well, let me say what I think, too, then, girl.
Yeah.
You know, so I think it's a little different.
That's true.
She's
I didn't think about it that
more
way.
More comfortable company, for sure.
It's
interesting.
Well,
so many people. So many opinions, you guys.
Hopefully y'all not in there wilding in the comments.
I don't think you are there yet, but I would love to hear your opinion about Brandy showing up to uninvited meetup.
What I have learned is that this group in particular in a plus one, honey,
does not mix.
Everyone has an issue when you bring a plus one, whether you were invited or not. I think just the plus one just gets under people's skin. So for me, I think that it was the wrong place. I think, again, like Evelyn, she was just, she even said it. She's like, this was a celebration for me. Why would you bring a friend?
Right.
When I invited you or kind of didn't or whatever, and you were already a plus one to someone else.
Right.
How could you bring someone else who doesn't? Because I don't think they even knew each other. I don't think Brandy and Evelyn knew each other to the fact that she came. So then again, it's like, it's my celebration. Why are you here? You don't know me. You know what I mean? So I felt like there, that's where like the uncomfortableness, and then also Tammy telling her verbatim.
Yes.
Now, this is a verbatim thing.
Yes, yes.
I do not want to be around her right now. And that's really what she said. She didn't say forever. She just said, right now. I don't want to see her. Please. I don't want to be around her. Literally the next dinner. She's here. And it's
we
like,
were all like,
what?
Yeah, it's like, you in Palm Springs randomly?
Right. Like, you just rolled up here.
Randomly in Palm Springs.
Yeah. I've been in Palm Springs like 4 years.
At the same time that all of your friends are in Palm Springs.
Yeah, like, you just walking down the block, and you're like, oh, hey, girl, hi. I see you.
It gets crazy, but I completely agree. We're like, Ev and Tammy and him felt like, you know, I didn't want to see her, so why is she even here?
Yeah. Is there anything in the show, like anything that you taped that they didn't show that you wish they had shown in this season?
Honestly, I must really say they shown a lot of stuff.
They've really shown
a lot of things that I was a part of. They didn't show maybe like two other interactions, and I think it's because it was with another castmate who kind of didn't progress on and continue. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I mean, like, everything that they shown, I was really kind of pleased with. And even though I just wanted more of my showcase to be shown, but other than that, I was even, because who's to say that that's even guaranteed to get shown? So I was really thankful for that part of the platform and being like, wow, they really, they appreciate my music and they appreciate my time and effort putting into that. So a lot of stuff actually did get shown.
So that's good.
Yeah.
Is there stuff that you wish they didn't show?
Okay.
Let's flip that.
So for me, I am really not into altercations. And I really wish, because of all the other stuff that I do have going on with me being a serious actress and pursuing music, I just wish that whole Sinéa thing would have just happened differently. Let me be very clear. Let me be very clear. Let me be clear, because this is important for y'all children out there. No one put their hands on me. Let's be very clear about that. Nobody punched me. Nobody was dragging nobody out of nowhere. I need that to be very clear, because for some odd reason, somebody think they was dragging bitches out of places, and that's not it. No one punched me. No one connected their fist with this face. Someone pulled my hair when I wasn't looking, and that's why they even got that close to me. Let's be real. And that's
was she able to get your friend? Did
your no, friend my get friend was either? Standing right next to me. So I'm really not even sure what happened. Mm-hmm. I do know for me, if you invited me somewhere, I'm going to come. You invited me. Mm-hmm. Granted, my friend wasn't invited. Y'all have y'all issues, but again, y'all are supposed to be cool, because she also knows my friend. They're from the same area. And for me, it was more so like, when you hit me with the, I didn't invite you, the confusion was like, what? Like,
yes, you weren't invited to that party.
Yes. Okay. I'm like, you invited me. Because
it was like, but Hazel's so nice and sweet. Why? She'd show up if she wasn't invited.
I would never.
And bring a friend.
Never show up to any place uninvited. Because I just don't get down like that. Because I would hate for somebody to do that to me.
Yeah.
So I get like, if you feel like, okay, I'm taking back your invitation because you brought someone that I kind of don't want here, say that. And then again, that goes with being mature and communicating. So I literally was telling her, like, what are you talking about? You invited me like everyone else in turn. Mind you, my hair was down. In turn. And she pulled my hair. Literally. And it just sucks, because I'm like, okay, you pulled my hair, and then here's security. Now what?
Yeah.
So now, you know, people
How
are thinking
close
that you
security?
Hit, what? They're like, they knew that like something was, they knew that that was going to be like a kind of heated situation, because my friend was coming. And whatever happened, of course, we weren't there before, but everyone basically told her, like, what was going on, or we were going to come there. So I kind of think that security is, they're kind of alert for certain situations that may be like, this might get a little heated. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I feel like with them being there, it literally was like, she pulled my hair, and then the security was there, and then that's why I was like, you got me up to, and I really hate that they showed all that, because boy, that's like me cussing like a sailor.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God.
And it's funny you had to clear that up, because with editing and everything like that, and we were trying to watch the fight, like, again, like,
we slowed it down. We were like, who got hit? What happened there?
Because I did, I must say, I thought, like,
we rewatched that.
No, like, and I've some comments, like, I
read.
That's
what it sound effects.
I, like, had to comment on, like, one of the blogs, and, like, I was just like, man, listen. be clear that no one hit me and no one drugged me. Regardless of what you're seeing on here, I'm like, that's cool. You're pro, whoever you want to be pro. But be sure no one punch slapped me or whatever. Because they were like, oh, she got punch slapped hot. I'm like, that didn't occur. I said, but if you're pro your friend, then get off my page. Oh, you know what I mean?
There you go.
Scram. Like, you go support them. Right. Like, so that was my whole thing. Honestly, if that one thing could have been taken away, that's the only thing. Because other than that, Sunia's cool girl. Me and her just know a lot of the same people. And I think it was really an intense conversation. And no way I would have let her get this close if it was on some, like, if people were like, you know what, you need to go in there and possibly try to hit her, I would have just came in there on that. And it really wasn't that for me. I'm like, girl, what are you talking about? You invited me.
So I'm guessing you didn't make up.
The funny thing is we did make up. And then I see her damn mouth. We made up. And, like, they asked me over and over, like, can we just get you guys to have a session? And I'm like, no. What she did was wrong. Like, she invited me, and she really sat there and made it seem like she didn't invite me. I don't want to have another scene with her. I don't want to do anything with her. Literally, Jackie, again, being out of her shell and different, and was like, please, Hazel, like, I love Sunia. I'm getting to know you. I really want to sit you guys down and have, like, a hash it out. Now, that actually may be a scene that they didn't show, now that I think about it. And we did have a whole hash out, and she said that she was very sorry. So when I seen her post on Instagram, people were telling me that it was like she's dragging bitches and all this stuff. I sent her a text like, hey, girl, last time I checked, we were cool, and you were very apologetic that we even got into anything. And she's like, well, that's before I seen the episode. And I'm like, well, I didn't drag you in the episode. Yeah. I guess she was saying that we were talking about her bad or... I don't really know. I didn't say anything bad except for what was the truth was that, yeah, you did do that with my friends, you know, person. So that was the only thing, was real truth out of that. So if you're upset and now you're like, oh, well, when I start dragging bitches out and now y'all don't want to talk to me and I didn't come on this show being an addition to no one, nobody's baby mama, I'm myself, I'm like... Girl, this is hilarious. I'm like, but apparently you must have slept with someone, whether you was a side chick or not, because you wouldn't be on the show just being a celebrity stylist.
And she did add that on there, that she slept with someone.
Yeah.
So don't be sitting
that was
up
married,
here.
Mind we let us add like, that
I'm like, don't
in there
sit
too.
Here and like do a whole paragraph about how you on the show based off of your good name, which I'm sure her name is good, which is fine. But also, you have history, too, so don't do that. Right. You know what I mean? Like,
saw that face, girl. I saw that face.
I'm sorry. Sometimes my face talks louder than my words.
So, I mean, to my knowledge, we were supposed to be cool until she made the post. But like I told her, even when I text her, I'm like, well, I have no real beef with you. You had no real beef with me. Don't see an episode and get mad over something that happened months ago, but then you also apologize in that same situation. So, for me, it's just like... You want to find me or not? Like,
right.
Yeah. 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 Me with you or not? Cool or not? Like, are we fucking cool or not? Because I don't want to see you again, and then let you just talk to me, and then you really don't like me, and then I'm thinking you like me, we cool, like, and here I am, like, oh hey girl, you mugged me, like.
Right.
And I'm like, wait, what? You
know, this guy says that Sunia belongs on the Bad Girls Club, which is supposed to come back on VH1.
Nominate her, child. Nominate her.
But is there any, like, a sneak peek of anything you can give us about the reunion?
The reunion is tearful, I'll say that.
Really? Okay, that's a twist.
It is tearful in lots of breaks because of the tears.
Okay.
Does the book is brought in to the show, or did they leave the book at home?
Let me just make sure my memory Rolodex is on. It may be in the studio.
Ooh. Okay. Well, I guess, right?
We'll take that. We'll take that.
Wait till next week to see that.
Before
then.
We hop off, if there's another season of Basketball Wives, will we get to see you more?
Yeah.
You know what? Yes. If there is another season and they ask me back, yes. I mean, you know, my dating life might change, child.
All right.
Are you dating anybody right now?
I am dating.
Okay.
Well, maybe we'll see you on the show too.
Yeah.
I'm excited for it.
We got a whole bunch of new tea to spill right now.
I'm dating, but you know, I may not be on if he's like,
okay.
But, you know, all I right. would definitely well, do it again.
Okay. That's good to know. We'll look forward to that.
Well, next season, I guess we will get to see a lot more of Hazel.
Fancy.
And
reunion is next week, so make sure you guys join us for that as well.
The
if
looks
you don't
are good.
Mind stopping by if you want to come back next week.
We girl, can continue I'll come back next week because my look was fire for the reunion.
Oh, yeah.
I was looking snatched for the reunion, okay? I worked out all month for that.
You are welcome to back.
Okay, right?
Yeah,
I
think you're supposed to come back too. So, yes, we would love to have you back next week. Make sure you guys join us next week for the reunion after show. I'm Elle Marie. You guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Elle Marie TV.
And I'm Laura L. Thomas. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Laura L. Thomas TV.
And I'm Sanders Kennedy. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at Just Sans World.
And Hazel, where
and
can I find you?
And my name is Hazel Renee, of course. And you guys can follow me on all platforms at Love Hazel Renee. And make sure to check out my new music. Once it's up on iTunes, I'll have that EP loaded.
Yeah.
There we go.
Thank you again for joining us,
Thanks
Hazel.
For having me. I really had a great time, you guys.
See you guys next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.